Assalamualaikum, darlings. I am Halima, and this is the Over Tea Podcast. Tonight's tea, and what I'm sipping on, is peace of mind. Fun fact, I originally created this tea as an instant migraine and tension headache relief tea. And it does just that. But now I find myself drinking it to calm down when I feel anxious or overwhelmed. It brings me to center and really eases overthinking. It is necessary and even vital to set standards for your life and the people that you allow in it. A while ago, I had a brief exchange with someone that made a comment that really bothered me. To the point I was upset about it for hours. It wasn't an argument or a hostile exchange. And really and truthfully, in hindsight, it was a comment I felt I could have just dismissed, but in that moment, I couldn't. I couldn't let it go. And I'm glad that I didn't. The whole ordeal left me feeling upset, angry, and offended. And after some time passed, I still felt some type of way. I then decided to pull out my workbook so that I could do some unpacking. What was clear is that the comment was a trigger for me. What wasn't immediately clear was why. I use something in my workbook called the ABCDE model. It helps to navigate these feelings because they weren't new. This experience had happened to me many times before, but I would get angry, be angry for a period of time. I let it go, I'd move on. This time, I said, no, we're going to unpack this feeling. It's time to deal with it. When I was able to really identify and process my feelings, I sat in them a little longer this time to try to understand the root. Why does this particular behavior in people make me instantly angry? I tried to go back as far as I could to remember and figure out what was my earliest memory with this feeling. And I ended up in my childhood. Surprise, surprise, right? When I was a young girl, I had a family member that was very passive aggressive. They used to gaslight me and project their views on me often. This was not an ideal space for any child, it was very toxic. Growing up, I didn't know what was happening, but I vividly remember how it made me feel and knowing and really understanding that the behavior wasn't correct. But I didn't know how to express the behavior. The thing about passive aggressiveness is it's usually paired with other things like complaints. Or that person feeling cheated or played all the time, as well as cynical, sullen, or hostile attitudes, and most often blatant displays of resentment against people. The passive aggressive behavior made me doubt myself for a long time. It really affected my self-esteem and my self-worth. I didn't feel like I was good enough for many, many years. The gaslighting and constantly making me doubt my reality or memories and blaming me for things that I didn't do made me feel anxious. It made me feel nervous. I was frustrated and I felt misunderstood. And I carried that feeling of misunderstanding all the way through adulthood. I used to like give people disclaimers when they met me, because I was so quiet and reserved, that I'm quiet because oftentimes I'm misunderstood. That's crazy. I became a very quiet and often very stoic person because I feared having to explain myself only to have whatever confidence I had in myself undermined and having my feelings invalidated. I was often harsh in my judgment and emotionally detached in my adult years. The projection did the same thing. This family member's sometimes cynical and unhealthy belief in false information made it very challenging to disagree. And when I did, I got punished for it. Whatever idea they formulated in their mind about what the truth is, they went with that. And even when you brought the truth to them, or they figured the truth out themselves, they never apologized. It was just kind of like, okay, well, that's fine. Let's move on. I spent most of my childhood and adolescence in this environment. So that one passive aggressive comment opened a wound that I hadn't fully addressed. But it was all the beginning of me establishing a new boundary. Earlier, I touched on the ABCDE model that I used to help me unpack. It's an activity found in my workbook called Stepping Into My Power, A Guide to Transformative Healing. This activity is rooted in cognitive behavioral therapy and is used to help people bridge the gap between their thoughts and their feelings and how they both affect your behavior. It's impactful because it helps you assess your triggers and can also be a tool in identifying where you may need to start to set boundaries with yourself and others. So let's dive a little bit deeper into this concept and how it's applied. I'm only going to speak about the first three letters, A, B, and C. They're acronyms. A is for activating event. So, what was the trigger, whether it's person, place, or thing? B is for beliefs, whether it's in detail or implied, or even if you're not even fully clear on your belief. And C is for consequences, the positive or negative emotions that may arise and affect your behaviors. So if we apply this concept to my above scenario, it might sound a little something like this. A, the activating event, was the passive aggressive comment someone made. It affected me because I have a lower tolerance for indirect communication, and I prefer to address conflict head on. B, the belief is me feeling like I'm not able to be trusted with handling the truth or my ability to cope with the truth. As a child, these feelings manifested as frustration, feeling misunderstood and unappreciated. And as an adult, these feelings manifested as anger because I'm feeling like I must protect the helpless version of myself that used to have to sit quiet or endure punishment for expressing how I felt or be in disagreement with something that just wasn't real. See, consequences could mean I end up severing relationships prematurely if I sense a passive aggressive tone. And sometimes that sense is wrong. Also, possibly saying something out of anger and frustration that is invalid or leaving myself in an anxious and angry place. The thing is, I'm aware that ultimately it's my responsibility to manage my triggers. That means understanding them and, if necessary, expressing them and setting a boundary in place for myself and others so I don't feel powerless in the process of healing this wound. Now that we've identified the ABCs, the next thing is to actually set the boundary. A boundary I could set for myself could be to make sure that I communicate my feelings and my expectations, and also disengaging in repeated cycles of conversations that involve gaslighting, projection, or passive aggressiveness, and communicating that in a firm but graceful manner. A boundary that I could set with the other person may sound like saying something to the effect of, "I value open and direct communication. It's essential for me that we address any conflicts head on. And if I've done something to frustrate or offend you, please let me know so we can discuss it and resolve it in a beneficial manner." Let me say this: establishing boundaries with yourself and others, whether emotional, physical, intellectual, or time-oriented boundaries, will help to improve your overall quality of life. Establishing boundaries with yourself holds you accountable and helps you to become more self-disciplined, self-loving, and self-aware, as well as it makes it easier to communicate the boundaries with other people. Creating boundaries with other people is more than just communicating your levels of comfort. Creating boundaries with others helps to enhance communication. It promotes respect. It fosters trust, supports personal growth and emotional health, and it reduces conflict among so many other things. Boundaries are so important to relationships, the relationship that you have with yourself and the relationship that you have with other people. Once you've done the work of establishing the boundaries, because that's almost the easier part of things, it becomes time to implement them and put them into practice whenever necessary, and that is the real work. It can be much easier said than done, and this is where having a plan of action can be a helpful tool. Once you've identified the boundary and with whom it needs to be set, a next step could be asking yourself what emotions arise when you don't have this boundary in place. And what techniques will you use to regulate these emotions when they arise? Things like breath work or working out, journaling, talk therapy, all of those things are useful. Identifying how you can regulate yourself becomes very important, and establishing that and having it in your mind early on or in a place where you can access it easily. When those triggers come, you can reference that and start to use some of those tools. And lastly, what are the negative thoughts that you're experiencing during that triggered moment? Are they rational and real, or are they irrational and damaging? And what are some positive thoughts that you can use in place of each negative thought? Establishing and setting boundaries, I said it once and I'll say it again, can be difficult and it really takes work. You'll have moments when you have to realign and even adjust those boundaries, and it's okay. Boundaries change just like circumstances do. Be prepared. And this is the tough part. Some people are going to dislike your boundaries, and you may be shocked at who these people are. People will act in aversion to them because not everybody wants to have boundaries, or they feel like they should be able to have access to you in a very full and unrestricted way. But boundaries are healthy for you, and they are healthy for the people that you are establishing them with, even when they don't agree. And the disagreements, they're going to happen. Be prepared for them. And also, I just want to say, keep in mind that setting these boundaries is more about loving and respecting yourself than it is about disappointing others. Just keep that in mind. If people start to get disappointed around you, you're not doing this to offend them. You're doing this to protect you. You're not required to live in anxiety to make anyone else comfortable. If you are subscribed to our newsletter on my website, www.mysistershouse.com, check your email. The full ABCDE module worksheet is included in this email that I sent out today. You will also find the link to the workbook, Stepping Into My Power, which is a series of activities based in cognitive behavioral therapy and was especially made to give me and you the tools to navigate and regulate our emotions and improve our responses and behaviors when we are triggered or when we do have beliefs that are damaging. Today's tea, peace of mind that helps soothe your nervous system, is also available on the site. If you are not a subscriber, I invite you to subscribe to the website. You can just go on and a window will pop up for you to subscribe. And if you would like the full worksheet, you can reach out to me via my website or Instagram. My Instagram handle is OverTPodcast, all one word. You're welcome to also ask any questions. And as always, I thank you for sharing your time with me, and cheers until next Sunday.